Hey, Joel,
Definitely.
back to back today, you got some lineup changes. Obviously, Gouley has to come out, but any other plans? And I know the goalie's changing too.
Yeah, we're going to go with Charlie. Obviously, he's here for a conditioning stand and get a few games under him. The good news is Fleury was cleared to go. So I have to say, though, Tabit Paquette Bisson has been doing really well. We're really happy. Just numbers, things for him right now. But Kale is good to go. So we're not playing for a while after. So because he's played not too long ago. So we're going to get him. And then we're going to shuffle the deck up front too. Try to get some guys in. Belzil is going to be playing too. His first game. He's clear to go, obviously. He practiced a couple times with us. But we have such a long sting after that because he's ready to go, might be rusty a bit, but we want to get him into the game so we get a game under him and not wait another 10 days.
For the most part, you've had rotating forwards, but your center ice position has been Wheel, Paling, and Vademo. I know Blandisi and Lynch have gotten in there too, but how happy are you with the way that your center icemen have been playing so far?
To be honest, I'm happy about almost everybody. I'm happy about everybody, the way they've been playing with what they have. I have to evaluate the guys. They're not at the same place in their career. So you're right, the center position, but you know, we're not giving much offensively. So center has part to do with it, obviously. We're creating offense. We got rewarded last night. But even the last two games prior to the Moose, like you were there, you saw them, like we had a lot of chances. So, it comes from the center position. The thing is, I have a lot of centers. So, Dauphin is a center and Blandisi is a center. I put him on the wing yesterday. And tonight we're going to throw young Mysak in the back in play. Like I said, we're trying to shuffle the deck as much as I can. And, you know, it's always a chemistry thing, but this is the new.
I know you mentioned a lot about the goalie on the other side with Manitoba. Other than the goalie, what has caused problems for your team from Manitoba?
They work hard. They're a hardworking team. Obviously, I think it was good to get over the hump of the goalie. I would be coming a bit of a mental sting for everybody that played the game. When the goalie starts to get in your head a little bit, he becomes frustrated and, you know, you get 40 shots, you get one goal, you get one goal. He just gets like, and you show the guys the scoring chances and he gets like, oh my God, what did I do? So we try to get over it together with a plan, but they are working hard. They're playing well. They're well structured. Like Pascal's a good coach. My friend is a good coach. Like they're a good team. They have good players. I mean, they've given themselves a chance. So it's not like we were perfect either. And, you know, and they made us mess up and we made some mistake that, you know, there was a lot of weird gold for us this week and their hard work provoked a lot of that. And they were good in the power play and, you know, it's hockey. They come to play.
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sean. We'll go with Chris from the AHL Report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
I know you mentioned a couple of players like Bisson, but I just wanted to know, like, in general, the players that haven't had a chance to play yet. I know it's a difficult situation for you and the decisions are difficult. Like, how has their attitude been?
Unbelievable. They've been great. Been talking to them. And there's some young guys we had to talk to them and guide them to say, you know, if you want to get in the lineup, this is what you have to do. Like, we're there with you every day, so we see you. But they've been great. They've been working hard. Nate Albert has been working hard. He was good with us last year when he came after his McGill career. And we have the young Laguerre and Owl that are learning the rope of the pro hockey, being young guys. But, and you know, Cam Ellis did good. He's a center. So obviously we have a lot of centers, And the plan is to obviously play more, but I'm proud about how he adjusted and he tries to adjust. So it's a lot of numbers. It's a lot of guys. And we've talked about it a lot, but I'm trying to shuffle the deck. But young Mysak's playing tonight. He's all out every day. all out every day in practice. He's asked questions. He progressed. He's been really a joy to be around. So we want to give him a game before the long break. And it's always a thing to get the young guys in. But, you know, especially early, like last week, we give the young guys the games. We sat out veteran last week. Now this week, more workload. We want to give a bit of to the veteran before we enter the break.
And for the young players who are they're playing their first games in professional hockey, do you find that it's hard for them to gain some chemistry because you're forced to changing lines, you're forced to change them with
The chemistry is hard on everybody right now, I think, a little bit, but the style of play doesn't change. So yesterday I changed a line after a few minutes in the game just to try to change things up. Again, we're all positive about it. The guys are working hard. We're not giving much. Teams are playing hard against us, and we're playing hard. We could be 7-0, to be honest. And, you know, we could be whatever it is. It doesn't, at the end of the day, it matters, but it does in a way that the guys are working hard. They're trying their best. Manitoba is doing the same, Pascal, with his player. We're all trying to give the young guys, the junior guys, some opportunity. As you saw yesterday, we put Gouley in the 6-on-5 at the end. I got RV Pinard on the ice at the end. We're giving first power play to first-year guys. We're rotating 4 goalies in 4 games. It's like, this is unrealistic, guys. You have to start looking with the horizon and say, this is not real. But I'm very proud the way the guys react. They have a great attitude. They work hard. Everybody watch the game sees how hard the guys works. And we're structured. That's what I'm the most surprised. I'm not going to lie to you. If you ask me, Joel, what are you most surprised about? The way we've been shuffling the lines and the deck, our structure, our team is, we give 20 shots a game max. Like when you shuffle the deck, usually you'll get picked apart or you'll be slow to play. You'll have timing. And I'm very surprised, very impressed with the guys, how structured we are.